Support for Inside the Recording Studio comes from the heart of Dancin' Deer Studio, a gateway to great music making via a free podcast for your phone, tablet, computer, and ears. Making music that surrounds you.
He looked at those initial synth tracks and did a Game of Thrones battle on them.
From Dancin' Deer Studio, this is Inside the Recording Studio, where one song is broken down piece by piece, told week by week. I'm Jody Whitesides. Continuing on with this labor of love, in this episode, we will be exploring the various synth sounds for a song called Touch. In previous episodes, we've taken a look at the drums, the bass, and the guitar sounds for a song called Touch, the foundation of which has been augmented by a multitude of synths. Early on in my writing and recording, I never gave much thought to using synthesizers. This song marks the first song where in the final production there is a vast amount of software instruments, so many that they outweigh the guitars that I normally identify my musical career with. When I heard the song in my head for the demo, I actually didn't hear much in the way of guitars. I really wanted a clubbier vibe, and making use of synths is the way to go. Where do I start with them? Let's see. In opening the original demo, I see the various synth tracks that were initially used. The opening sound of the song is an Albino 3 sound from Rob Papen. I did a slight modification of the Antala sound. There are no effects on this channel strip, and it sounds like this. The next sound down in the arrangement is also from Albino 3 by Rob Papen, where I modified the Onyx sound a little bit. It makes up the melodic component of the verse. No effects on the channel strip, and it sounds like this. In the chorus, I have several sounds that are layered. The first sound going down the arrangement is an FM8 by Native Instruments. I've used the Blue Monsoon sound as the springboard and modified it a bit. There are no effects on the channel strip, and it sounds like this. The next track down in the arrangement contains an EXS24 by Logic. It's running an instance of full strings, which is a factory sound, also from Logic. I put a high-pass filter on the channel strip and also ran a bus to the Space Designer reverb called Drum Chamber. It sounds like this. That rounds out the initial sounds used in the demo when I first wrote it. As I mentioned before, I was approaching this from a different mindset. I wanted more of a synth vibe to the song. Knowing that it was going to get fleshed out in final production, I did leave the amount of parts I used in the demo to a minimum. When George got a hold of the song, he pretty much threw caution to the wind. He looked at those initial synth tracks and did a Game of Thrones battle on them. Meaning, they procreated, they fought, some died, and some multiplied in a grand way. Digging into the final version of the arrangement, there are no less than 17 tracks of synth parts. Without being too cut and dry, I'm gonna run them down. The first one is called Euro Hook. Straight out of the factory Logic channel strip setups, it's a variation of the original chorus part I had, and sounds like this. The Albino 3 intro survived, but got tweaked a little bit. Plus, it got a second coming out of the chorus, and it now sounds like this. The original Albino 3 Onyx sound that was used in the verse is now in the intro. Plus, it got chopped up into three different parts, where it now hops between a left, a right, and a center part on different notes of the arpeggio. Rather than play each part individually, here they are as a group. Listen for the splits. The next part is called Gated Pluck Particles. It comes from the UHE Zebra 2 synth. It has some minor tweaks to it, plus I put a channel EQ and a Space Designer reverb on it. This is the sound as it is by itself. One wouldn't expect to have a superhero sound in their song, and Touch is no exception, though the next sound is actually called Batcave Overtone Shift. It is from the Zebra HZ by UHE. The patch was run through a channel EQ, has a chorus by Logic, and a Space Designer plugin as well, and it sounds like this. What good is a song without some synth hits a la Prince? George is a huge Prince fan, and who isn't, right? Well, we added some chords that, as fate would have it, we called Prince Chord. But technically it came from a secret synth that George has decided not to divulge, followed by a channel EQ and a Space Designer on the channel strip, and it sounds like this. Scooting right along, we have what I call a rap pad, and that comes from the Isotope Iris Granular Synth. It is a modified patch from the Vocals Sonorize. Plus, I put a channel strip that contains a Logic Distortion plugin, a stereo spreader, and a channel EQ. The end result sounds like this. Pretty spacey, right? Now we have a sound I call Lounge Hit. It's a single sound that occurs in the bridge. It came from the Omnisphere by Spectrasonics. I put a channel EQ on it prior to bouncing it out to audio, and it sounds like this. From there, we move on to another single hit in the bridge called End Stadium. It comes from the Reactor with the Monarch synth, and it's by Native Instruments. I put a single band EQ on it, and this is what it sounds like. And we're racking up the single hits. Next is The Wob. It comes from Blade by Rob Papen. It's a modified preset, oddly enough, called Wob/Wise/Use Roy. On the channel strip, there's a channel EQ, and it sounds like this. Sitting in a little spot midway through the bridge is a sound called Evil Tongues. It comes from the Retro Synth by Logic. I liked the little motif that I put in there, and it sounds like this. See if you can hear it in the full mix when you listen to the released version of the song. Next in the arrangement is a sound called Can You Hear Me? It comes from the FabFilter 1 synthesizer, where I modified the preset of the same name. It's a little bleep of a sound that also falls in the bridge and sounds like this on its own. Who doesn't love peaches? That's the name of the next sound that has a little one-shot in the bridge. It's a preset called Peaches, and I modified it a little bit, and it sounds like this. Moving into the breakdown chorus, George and I stripped a lot of things out of the song and went with a synth patch called LD Rose Marie, which is a tweaked patch from Massive by Native Instruments. The channel strip also has a channel EQ, a directional mixer plug, and a FabFilter limiter on it. The directional mixer plug was automated to shift between a wide and narrow sound before being dumped into an audio track. Listen to how I messed with its stereo field so that it switches between the chord hits from wide to narrow. It sounds like this. The last synth that shows up in the final choruses is called XS Big Sync. It comes from another secret patch that George wasn't willing to divulge. It has a guitar-like sound that we tweaked and messed with. This is what it sounds like. There were a few extra synthesizers that we put in and then took out in the middle of the production phase. Probably something best left as a trivia note in Jeopardy rather than add them here. Mostly because the parts didn't fit, they didn't work, so we ended up removing them. Next time, we'll be talking about the vocal production. Stay tuned. Inside the Recording Studio is produced by John Michael Kane, TJ Burke, and I. Frank Cadillac is the production and operations manager. Alex Hitchens is our editorial advisor. Editing help comes from Harrison Knightley. Plugins and regions checking by TJ Burke. Special thanks for this episode goes to Apple for Logic and the Retro Synth, Native Instruments for FM8, Reactor, and Massive, Isotope for Iris, UHE for the Zebra 2 and the Zebra HZ, Spectrasonics for Omnisphere, FabFilter for their One Synth, Rob Papen for Albino and Blade, Universal Audio for their Apollo interface, plus the staff at Dance and Deer Studio and Utopia Parkway Studio. I must not forget George Legere for putting up with me while I was running around recording this song. Support for Inside the Recording Studio comes from Jody Whitesides, who asks you to stream the song Touch on Spotify, make a purchase of it on iTunes, or donate to the podcast. Subscribe to the RSS feed. Inside the Recording Studio is a production of Dance and Deer Studio.